From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president makes a historic visit. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to Cuba on a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. He will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro as well as with Cuban dissidents. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more on the story.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The five remaining American presidential hopefuls are drumming up support from voters days before two more primaries, and a caucus measures their popular support. As usual, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has been generating controversy and attention. Protesters tried to stop a Trump rally in Arizona near the Mexican border Saturday by leaving their cars in the middle of a street and blocking traffic. Some held up a banner reading, "Dump Trump." Three people were arrested. In his speech, Trump again pledged to build a wall along the border. This is VOA News. The White House said two Americans were among five people killed in a suicide bombing Saturday in the main shopping district of Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports two Israelis and an Iranian were also killed in the attack, which wounded at least 36 people.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a two-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Egyptian authorities say Islamist militants killed at least 13 policemen Saturday in an attack on a checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula. Egypt's Interior Ministry says a mortar round hit the checkpoint located near the North Sinai State provincial capital, El Arish. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, but said it deployed a suicide bomber who blew up a car filled with explosives. Militants claimed responsibility in January for a similar attack in the center of El Arish that killed at least five policemen. Tibetans living in exile are voting today to choose new leadership as they struggle for autonomy for Chinese-ruled Tibet. Beijing does not recognize the government in exile, based in Dharamsala, in the Indian Himalayan foothills. The election is the second since the popular and aging Dalai Lama stepped down from political leadership to focus on his role as Tibetan spiritual leader. The government in exile represents more than 100,000 Tibetans living mainly in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed early Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspection. Authorities say the so-called black boxes should show what happened in the moments leading up to the crash at the airport in the city of Rostov-on-Don. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but high and gusty winds may have played a strong role in the crash. The pilot and co-pilot were very experienced, with nearly 6,000 hours each of flying time. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.